My name is Rylissa.
And now I'm with Rylissa Rabinski, a fifth grader here at Cambie Elementary during the Science Fair project. And I found Rylissa's project very interesting. I'm not a farmer, so if you're a farmer, listen up. Rylissa has a very interesting science project here. Tell us what you did, Rylissa.
I'm doing which cow feed spoils the fastest.
So what cow feed spoils the fastest? Obviously, you live on a farm.
Yeah.
And what do you do on the farm?
Oh, we milk cows.
Okay. So you feed, you have a lot of food for your cows, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what you're testing. Go ahead. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, my hypothesis, I think the corn gluten will spoil the fastest because it has more moisture.
Okay. So you have corn gluten here. And what else do you have? What's your materials?
Corn silage, alfalfa, grass hay, beet pulp, corn gluten, Ziploc bags, black marker.
Okay. And your procedure?
I went outside and got the feed samples and put them in bags. Second, I labeled the feed samples. Third, I wrote my hypothesis. Fourth, I put the samples on a table in my basement. Fifth, I took a picture of the feed samples on week 1, week 2, and week 3. Sixth, I looked at the feed samples each week to see which one is moldy. Seventh, I wrote down my results.
Okay, and what were the results? And before I'm going to let our listeners know, you have a bunch of baggies in front of us, and what did you test again?
Silage, alfalfa, grass hay, beet pulp, and gluten.
Okay, and so what were your results? What did you find out? Which grass feed spoiled the fastest?
After 3 weeks, the beet pulp spoiled the fastest.
The beet pulp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the conclusion?
Conclusion. My hypothesis was incorrect. The beet pulp spoiled the fastest instead of the corn gluten. The corn gluten spoiled the fastest. The other samples did not spoil. Next, I would try to put the feed samples in a different environment.
And what do you mean by different environment?
Like either outside or in the fridge.
Okay. And, and this one you just had in your basement in your home, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I did not know this, but you mix all these ingredients, all these materials, and feed them to your milk cows, huh?
Yeah.
And you don't want it to spoil. So if you have beet, that spoils the most, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you enjoy doing this?
Mm-hmm. It's probably the funnest experiment I ever done.
Okay. What do you like about science?
It's like fun and you get to do like new experiments.
Okay. And I can tell you're a farm girl. You mm-hmm. like living on the farm?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Rylissa, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rylissa Rubinski, fifth grader at Cambie Elementary. Thanks, everybody.